Sarah Talk is made possible by our patrons. Support from our listeners keeps us growing, improving the production quality and allowing us to expand our audience reach and continue to bring you great guest interviews and content. Visit patreon.com/Sarah Talk to join us on our journey and make a contribution on a per episode basis. Any contributions will help us reach our goals. That's patreon.com/Sarah Talk.
Welcome to Sarah Talk. I'm your host, Sarah Austin. On the show today, we're going to discuss some of the fallout and reaction to the anti-LGBT bills that are popping up all over the nation. And David Torres joins me in the studio again to discuss all of these things and more. Welcome back to the show, David.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for agreeing to come back. Well, the stuff we want to talk about this week. Last week, we talked a lot about the laws that are going on all across the country, specifically in the South, all of these anti-gay, anti-trans laws that are being pushed through. And as we prophesied, there's a lot of other states that are jumping in on this, and we'll talk about a couple of them. But the primary thing I want to talk about is North Carolina launched their anti-LGBT law. And this is the one that happened like in the middle of the night. Nobody in the legislature had a chance to review it before it was brought to them to vote on. They voted on it. They pushed it through, went to the governor. The governor signed off on it right away. Like literally overnight, they snuck this law in. And so that's the one I think we need to focus on today. And we're going to talk a lot about. But first, I want to talk about what these laws cause by legitimizing this hatred towards the LGBT community, okay? So okay. Here in Florida, this happened in Miami Beach, which you may not be too surprised about. It happened at 3 a.m. Miami Beach, so no good things happen after what, 2?
There in Miami?
No, anywhere.
You need a bulletproof vest
in Miami.
After 1 in Miami Beach.
Police are looking for the suspects involved in an attack on a gay couple in Miami Beach.
Wow.
This story from The Advocate, Jordan Schaefer, 25, and his boyfriend, Eric Denko, 25, who were visiting from Los Angeles, were attacked at 3 a.m. Monday by a man who was waiting for his order behind them in the Burger King Whopper Bar. And the video, I'll put a link to the video of this thing, but it's really graphic.
Oh, it's got a camera?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So the whole thing, this beat down, one guy's holding him down and just repeatedly, you know, punching and beating this guy. Hey, Siri. And then this other guy gets in the way of anybody who tries to jump in and break it up. And it just went on and on and on. Police said they are pursuing the case as a felony battery. And they're going to work with the state's attorney's office to investigate it as a hate crime.
So it was an unprovoked attack.
Right. So basically what happened was this couple were standing in line, gay couple, standing in line, waiting for their food, and they kissed. And so the guy behind them in line was like, no faggots here. I'm going to beat your ass. And that's exactly what happened.
Right. He had all those repressed homosexual feelings.
Probably.
That he had to express by punching other gays. Okay.
And so I think this is an example of what we're going to see when states continue to legitimize the hatred of LGBT people.
Right. It's only going to get worse.
That brings us to North Carolina.
You know, for those of you on the left who have been trolling today, take note, PayPal will not be on our website for much longer. As we look for another means to which our constituents can easily make contributions to us. And I personally will be ending my PayPal account too. So those of you who have been foaming at the mouth on the left today, take it easy. We're gonna be ditching PayPal as PayPal shows their hypocrisy about demanding the right of men to walk into girls' bathrooms in the state of North Carolina.
All right. So this is our friend Tony Perkins, the Family Research Council president, claiming that anyone with half a brain should boycott PayPal over its pro-gay stance. So North Carolina, North Carolina sneaks their bill in the middle of the night. And like we discussed, just what happened in Indiana, businesses come out left and right saying that's not what we stand for. And as we try to recruit new good people to our companies, we need the diversity of people in order to make our products better.
Of course.
To make more money and perpetuate that business model. The Family Research Council now is come out to boycott PayPal over its pro-gay stance. However, as he made this statement, you could go on the Family Research Council website and make a donation to the Family Research Council through PayPal. And it was days before they like went in on their website and finally removed that as an option.
But aren't there more things that happened to North Carolina?
There's plenty of things that happened to North Carolina. Let me see.
I think one of them was Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. You're getting the cart in front of the horse here. the right of men to walk into girls' bathrooms in the state of North Carolina. And that's something that we're going to address as we go through this too. The way the ridiculous religious right looks at this whole issue through the wrong lens completely. But let me tell you, PayPal is not at all worried about losing this fool's account.
But here's the bigger picture here, folks. And I can speak to this from experience as a legislator who had a very good record with the business community because, quite frankly, I believe in free markets. I believe they're in line with biblical principles, and when you have free markets and you allow business to do what they're supposed to do, make products, deliver services, it's good for the economy and it's good for the environment. It's good for everybody.
Now, can we just take a moment to appreciate that it's good for the environment? Wait a minute. I didn't mean environment. I meant other things.
What on earth is this guy talking about? It's good for religion.
The free market is biblical.
It's biblical.
It is.
It's good for the environment. What else did he say? It's good for your prostate.
It's good.
Is this guy for real?
So, you know, I was supportive of business, of lower government regulation, eliminating a lot of these unnecessary zoning laws, so on and so forth. And that's true with most conservatives. And that has historically been the case. The most reliable votes for free enterprise, bar none, have been full portfolio conservatives, meaning conservatives, people, individuals, elected officials who are conservative on social issues, those that are conservative on fiscal issues, meaning taxes and regulation, and those on foreign policy. All right, that's a full portfolio conservative. Those have been the most conservative, the most reliable and consistent supporters for the business community.
That's not true at all.
That's absolutely not true.
That is the opposite, actually. Were we talking about stagnant
economies
again? Who was it? Alan Greenspan, remember, came back after his, I believe it was 2006, his projection was that the trickle-down of these conservatives was going to continue to work in the new era that was coming after. And then he had to renege on everything he said. He's like, nope, everything I said was wrong. I projected incorrectly because I'm an idiot.
Now, all of a sudden, the business community, big business, has been hijacked, and I wouldn't say it's necessarily involuntarily. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some of the Stockholm syndrome. I don't know.
This guy can't be for real. The business community has been hijacked. Stockholm syndrome? You're going to be fucking kidding me.
But I wouldn't necessarily say they're being held hostage by the LGBT community.
No, you are saying they're being held hostage by the LGBT
exactly
community.
But they're certainly being used as puppets. But I don't think they've thought through this. Because who's going to come to their defense to help get those favorable tax environments? Which is why you see businesses going to North Carolina. You see them going to Mississippi. You see them going to Louisiana. You see them going to Texas. Why aren't businesses flocking to California?
So, let's go around the state and see all of these people that are leaving North Carolina because this guy's completely fucking backwards.
Right.
So, Bruce Springsteen canceled a show in Greensboro Coliseum.
Yep.
15,000 tickets would all be eligible for a refund, estimated $100,000. Bruce said, to my mind, it's an attempt by people who cannot stand the progress our country has made in recognizing the human rights of all our citizens to overturn that progress. This is a statement from his website. Taking all of this into account, I feel that this is a time for me and the band to show solidarity for those freedom fighters. As a result, and with deepest apologies to our dedicated fans in Greensboro, we've canceled our show. Some things are more important than a rock show, he added, and this fight against prejudice and bigotry, which is happening as I write, is one of them.
That's why he's the boss.
That's why he's the boss. And he's absolutely right. There are much more important things than a rock show. Good for Bruce Springsteen for standing solid here.
What else?
Charles Barkley. Have you seen this one?
No.
Champ, Charles Barkley.
Wait, the basketball player?
Yeah. The Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Charles Barkley is calling on the NBA to relocate the 2017 All-Star game that was scheduled to be in Charlotte. Anywhere else, really.
That's awesome.
Right?
I didn't hear about that one. That's very cool.
So, Charles Barkley has been involved in this for a while now. Last year, when Indiana's controversial religious freedom bill went through and the whole world erupted, he also spoke out then, and that was during the NCAA championship tournament. He said, as long as anti-gay legislation exists in any state, I strongly believe big events such as the Final Four, the Super Bowl, should not be held in those state cities.
Perfect. That's good.
Right? So, thank you, Charles Barkley.
Thank you, Charles Barkley.
Also on the right side of history here, Stephen Schwartz. You know who Stephen Schwartz is?
No.
No. You will when I start singing songs from Pippin or Wicked or Godspell.
Is he a composer?
He is the Tony Award-winning composer and lyricist. Such hit musicals as Godspell, Pippin, and Wicked. He is now refusing to allow any of his musical productions to be put on in North Carolina.
That's awesome. I mean, I don't know too much about North Carolina. I think I drove through there once.
Right.
Are they cultural? Do they like musicals?
I'm sure they do. Well, this is a... You got to think, we're talking about the metropolitan areas here. We're not, you know, not, this isn't the mountains.
North Carolina has metropolitan areas?
Sure it does. And you just reminded me of something that I had saved in one of my 143 browser windows that I have open on my phone that you give me shit about a lot.
You're going to burn out your CPU.
So don't let me forget. Stephen Schwartz says, I and my collaborators are acting to deny the right of any theater organization based in North Carolina to produce any of our shows. We have informed our licensing organizations and touring producers of this, and I'm happy to say we've met with compliance and approval from them. In the 1970s, I, along with many other writers and artists, participated in a similar action against apartheid in South Africa. And as you know, this eventually proved to be very effective. So... No one mourns the wicked.
That's cool. I like that.
Yep, that one's a good one. Joel McHale is a comedian who was on Community and X-Files.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, okay. I know. Yeah, I know exactly who that is. The handsome one.
I didn't watch either of those, as you...
You should really
consider
watching.
Probably not surprised by the fact that I have something else that I haven't watched.
You don't watch anything.
No, I don't. I would like to say that I read, but I don't do that.
Did you go through that list of movies?
Yeah, no. I use it as toilet paper, but I haven't gone through it yet. All right, so Joel McHale... He had a show in North Carolina as well, but rather than canceling the show, he had a different approach.
What the fuck, you guys? What's fucking wrong with you? It's not us? Okay. I'm gonna do the whole show like this, by the way. All right, I'm gonna start out with, what else do you think? This is fucking crazy. A moment where I wasn't gonna come tonight, because I couldn't find my underwear. No, but you know why. What the fuck is wrong with your government here, you guys? It's crazy. I know you guys are cool because your city council passed a resolution opposing that stupid fucking bill, that House Bill 2. So did Chapel Hill. I don't know what's going with Raleigh. They're probably still smoking, but they passed it. So I was like, good, yeah, let's go to the place where they support the destruction of that bill and let's get on with our lives and stop perpetuating this stupid fucking thing. That is now passed. It's crazy. I don't know what. Why did they do it? Were they like, nah, I feel safe with my dick in my hand? It's very weird. The bathrooms. Anyway, so here's what's going on. I am going to donate every single dime I make tonight to the LGBTQ Center.
What a guy.
Right? There's a great solution. Instead of canceling your show, we'll show you. His show was in Charlotte, where the original ordinance was passed that was very pro-LGBT, that caused the state legislature to go, oh shit, we can't let this go by, overnight wrote a law, and so on and so forth.
Very cool.
30 breweries are contributing to an effort, and I'm not much of a beer drinker, so you'll have to tell me if I'm saying words wrong.
I'm an alcoholic.
They're going to call it Don't Be Mean to People, a Golden Rule Saison. Is that a word? Is that a thing in the beer? Is that, did I say it right?
I've never heard of it before. Right. Usually because I'm
getting,
too drunk to
I'm
pay
getting
attention.
Positive affirmation here. So 30 breweries in the North Carolina area are coming together, competitors, right? Craft brewing companies coming together to brew this special beer that they're going to then sell that will support LGBT nonprofits, Equality North Carolina, and a summer camp for LGBT youth.
Cool.
The beer will be brewed on April 16th at Ponysaurus Brewing Company in Durham.
Ponysaurus.
Using support, labor, and ingredients provided by more than 30 breweries.
That's fantastic. Mm. That's cool. I'd like to try that. It's got to be delicious. If 30 beer craft companies are getting together to brew a beer baby,
right?
Think
beer
be
baby. The Anti-House Bill 2 Beer Project is soliciting donations at bit.ly. So bit.ly/NC Golden Rule if you want to throw a couple bucks their way.
Cool. NC Golden Shower. Oh, you said rule. Sorry.
Yeah. That's speaking of golden showers. What a great segue, man. You set me up so well. This is probably my favorite response to the North Carolina bullshit. Xhamster.com, a popular porn website, is refusing to stream to any IP address in North Carolina because of the state's anti-gay law.
So how much do you want to bet that that's that right there is the one?
That'll be the kicker.
That'll
right?
be the kicker that changes everything.
The internet would be dead if not for porn.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Bruce Springsteen? Whatever.
Yeah.
What's that? Charles Barkley hates us? Nah, whatever. Joe McHale gave money to the LGBT? Whatever.
They took our porn.
Why can't I access Xhamster?
They took our porn.
I need my naked midgets.
Well, it turns out people in North Carolina aren't searching for naked midgets. They're searching for transsexual. Back in March, 400,000 hits for the term transsexual from North Carolina.
Interesting.
And people from that state searched gay 319,907 times in March.
So I feel like there's a lot of self-repression.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're fighting what they want. That's really weird.
That was one of my...
North Carolina, you need a hug and like mental help. You need to talk to somebody.
If the porn wasn't your favorite, this one will be. So there is a presidential candidate who came out against this law and said they would be, if elected, overturning such outrageous laws in Mississippi and North Carolina. Guess who that was?
Ooh, Donald Trump.
Wrong. Bernie Sanders, the first to condemn the bill, tweeted, "It's time to end discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. This law has no place in America."
Of course. I knew that was coming. That guy is... He is our savior? I don't want to say...
you don't want to sound religious about him. I think it's interesting to note, though, he tweets his opposition to this bill, and Hillary responded also, but 11 hours later.
Yeah, well...
Hillary responded, tweeting...
That's her LGBT favorite ride is coattails.
LGBT people should be... you're so right. LGBT people should be protected from discrimination under the law, period.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of a letdown.
Oh, are you just reiterating what...
You're just repeating what Bernie said? You've been doing that for months. So then Bernie Sanders goes on The View.
What would you say to all those states that, well, that state that passed that crazy anti-gay law and all of the other states that are going against the progression of the LGBT community now? What would you say to them?
Well, not only what I would say, as President of the United States, I would do everything I can to overturn these outrageous decisions by Mississippi, North Carolina, etc. We have gone too far as a nation. God knows we have seen so much discrimination in our history, right? Mm-hmm. Against the African American community, against Latinos, against the Irish, the Italians, the Jews. What we are trying to do is say, you have your political views, that's fine. But I hope we remember what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told us. And that is, you judge people on their character, not on the color of their skin. And I would add to, not on their gender or their sexual orientation. So
that, of course, was Raven Simone, right? An out gay woman. So vote for Bernie, damn it.
Yeah, vote for Bernie. I'm going to get a Bernie tattoo.
Are you?
By the way, I love Bernie, and I've been watching a lot of things online about him, doing some research, but his voice is so distinct, and I think I pinned it down. He was George Costanza's boss for the Yankees on Seinfeld.
No.
Do you remember that?
No.
No. Okay. No.
I wasn't a big Seinfeld fan. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm leaving now. Okay. I'm kidding.
Seinfeld fell into the category for me of stupid comedy, you know, for the same reasons why I don't watch Saturday Night Live. And no, I didn't like Friends either.
You didn't like the greatest television show to ever grace the screen?
No. what the hell is this guy's name?
Bernie Sanders.
No, the other guy. Oh. We're moving on.
Oh, okay.
This is the governor. What the hell is this guy's name? Oh, shit. Did I not?
Look how many open windows.
Fuck off. Pat McCrory. That's right. That guy. Look at this guy. Yesterday, this is the problem with this damn show. Every day, something new comes out. And so every day I print out another page and I'm like, God, can we please just record this show already? Because I have piles of shit to talk about. Literally piles of shit. this guy, like for Pat example. So huge backlash after he signed this thing into law, just as exactly what happened in Indiana, the business community hurting the pocketbook of the state. And so he said, okay, well, hold on. All right, hang on. Maybe we rushed into this overnight. Literally. So he just signed yesterday, I believe, he signed an executive order that didn't really do anything. So when you water down what he wrote, it looks like it defines that you can't discriminate in hiring and workplace and that sort of thing, and including sexual orientation and gender identity. So here we go. I've expanded our state equal employment opportunity policy to clarify that sexual orientation and gender identity are included. It affirms the private sector and local government's right to establish its own non-discrimination employment policies. So the original, the House Bill 2 that passed, part of that said city councils, you can't make your own laws. The state law will trump. So this kind of undid that a little bit. So that's what it changed. What it didn't change, it says it maintains common sense, and this is from his website, it maintains common sense gender-specific restroom and locker room facilities in government buildings and in our schools, and when possible, encourages reasonable accommodations for families and those who have unique or special circumstances.
Why do they keep referring it as common sense?
It's not.
Because if it was true common sense...
Well, they're trying to argue that it's always been that way because it was common sense. That's why it's been that way for all of these decades.
No.
Second, the private sector can make its own policy with regard to restrooms, locker rooms, and showers. So the first point he says, in government and schools, I set the rule, right? Male, female, you're separated. Travel with your papers. But the private sector can make up their own mind what they want to do. So now... What do we have to do? We have to put signs on every building, business door before you go into the restaurant to say whether they have male-female restrooms or what the hell?
That's way too complicated. They should just get rid of it and let people
no,
use
and
the
if
restroom.
You, and if you close your if you close your eyes and change the word gender to colored, you can very easily see signs above businesses and restrooms that said colored only. Yep. It's the same fucking thing. Now, before we move out of North Carolina, I do want to share. I don't know how I want to do it, though. Oh, you got to see the video because this thing's fucking awesome.
Okay.
So we'll start with North Carolina.
Funny or Die.
Do you enjoy Funny or Die?
I do.
So this is from Funny or Die. Funny or Die decided to help out North Carolina and made a... Can you guys see this? No.
No? Okay.
For those of you at home, we'll put a link on the show notes. All right. So Funny or Die made a tourism video for North Carolina.
Ah, North Carolina, home of beaches, mountains, and an extremely homophobic governor. Now you can experience the beautiful outdoors, cityscapes, and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time, racing to the wrong side of history in a kayak, teaching your children to judge others while frolicking in the waves, and enjoying our waterfalls without fear of gay people falling on you. If you're grossed out when same-sex couples order wedding cakes, or if you're obsessed with who is in what bathroom, or if you think religious liberty laws only apply to your religion, North Carolina's for you. We're resisting social progress rather than helping people in need because North Carolina stands for nobody cares.
Okay. So that it started there. And this one we haven't even gotten to because North Carolina is such a quagmire of bullshit. Mississippi also recently came out with their own version of this stupid fucking law. Of course, Funny or Die had to help them out with their tourism problems also.
We're Mississippi. We're proud of our southern values, magnolia trees, and hot days. Now, thanks to Governor Bryant, we have an oppressive law to match our oppressive heat. Here, you can march to the beat of your own drum as long as that beat harkens back to 1888. Visit one of our soul food restaurants and swallow your sense of humanity. Toast to being the state with the third highest teen pregnancy rate. Come dance your heart out without the fear of a gay man or lesbian showing you up. Paddle your way through semantics that justify discrimination. Explore nature with your nuclear family while explaining to your kids why being different is bad and why sex is scary. Soak up the fun in our national chain restaurants and stores before they pack up and leave. Walk amongst mansions previously inhabited by slave owners and now inhabited by bigots. Explore our vast collection of books before we burn them all. And fish in the quiet solitude of knowing that you've been left behind by history. Visit Mississippi. We're even worse than North Carolina.
Oh, God.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Funny or Die.
That's so good.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next one. Like, every day a new state comes out.
How's Florida doing?
The non-discrimination one got shot down a committee. The pro-religious leader one, I think, moved all the way through.
See, but I think, okay, they'll try again. But yeah. I think it's getting stamped out. These embers that are burning, these little tiny embers, are getting stamped out. Because all of these companies are like, look,
how many states is it going to take before you finally get to, you know, Colorado? I don't know. And Colorado goes, maybe we should do one of these laws. No, you shouldn't.
Right. Exactly.
Guys, sit the fuck down and shut up. Did you see what happened in Indiana? Did you see what happened in North Carolina? Did you see that Funny or Die shit? It was funny. But we don't want that to happen to our state.
Look what happened in Alabama. It's no longer livable. They glassed it.
That happened a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That was long before this thing. I want to say that this one has updated since I printed it, which was yesterday. So moving on a little bit. Thank you, North Carolina, for being a bunch of asshats. In Tennessee, the GOP co-sponsored a proposed anti-trans law. The Republican co-sponsor of this anti-trans law was quarantined as a danger to female coworkers. This one from Joe My God, which is a great website. No, we're not in any way affiliated with Joe My God, but you should totally check out Joe My God. And there's periods between each word, so you really should pronounce it Joe My God. The Tennessee House Finance Committee is scheduled to hear a bill that bans public schools and universities from allowing trans students to use restrooms that align with their gender identity. But as it turns out, one of the bill's co-sponsors is actually an actual real-life danger to women, according to his own party.
How so?
House Speaker Beth Harwell announced Thursday that she is moving Representative Jeremy Durham's office to the ground floor of a building across the street and that his access to committee rooms and the House chamber will be limited to when meetings are taking place. He has been investigated for a few other things. The Attorney General's office is investigating his pattern of conduct towards women anyway. Interviews with 34 current and former lawmakers, lobbyists, staffers, and interns included allegations that Durham made sexual comments, inappropriate physical contact with women working at Legislative Plaza. That comes from the Attorney General's office.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
Why not just fire this guy instead of quarantining him to a broom closet?
Get under the stairs, Harry.
I don't understand.
Well, several leaders of his own party are calling for him to step down. His colleagues questioned previous behavior that included... So, in the past, he's written a letter on House stationery on behalf of a former pastor who pled guilty to child porn possession and statutory rape of a 16-year-old parishioner. So, this is all yesterday. The article goes on to say, of course, that the Tennessee Attorney General is warning the state that they may lose millions in federal funding if the bill passes. Several departments within the Obama administration are investigating these states. Department of Education, Transportation, Housing, Urban Development are investigating the national impact of specifically the North Carolina law. And then that will have some precedence over some of these other ones. But the state could potentially lose a considerable amount of money from the federal government just because of this discriminatory bill. So not only are all of these businesses pulling out, but then you'll also lose federal funding too.
Yeah. Well, good.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on Tennessee. That one, I don't believe has moved through the legislature yet. If I remember right, when I looked at it this morning, it had passed both House and Senate finally and was headed to the governor's desk, but the governor was going to not sign it.
So, I want you also to keep an eye on, or just keep in mind, the three states that we just finished talking about and their location. Their geolocation in the United States. So, what do we have so far? Mississippi,
North Carolina,
Tennessee.
So. Yeah.
So we're going to wait for the rest of the Bible Belt to follow suit on these laws. And,
you know, it won't be long until we're right back into the Civil War. We just split the country in half. Let's see. Here's one more Bible thumping state, Texas. A Texas Republican representative, Louis Gohmert, was interviewed on that batshit crazy Tony Perkins show that we listened to at the beginning, at the top of the show, Washington Watch. And here's what he had to say about all of these transgender restroom issues.
You know, when it comes to this current legislation, where in most of the world, in most of the religions, the major religions, you have men and you have women, and there are some abnormalities, but for heaven's sake...
Abnormalities? I'm an abnormality? Now, maybe he's talking about intersex people who are born where literally you can't tell anatomically whether they're male or female. Maybe that's what he means by abnormality.
Maybe. Or when cousins have kids and they come out with flippers.
I mean, I was just... good a kid as you could have growing up. I never drank alcohol till I was legal, and never to still used an illegal drug. But I'm
now, don't go. I don't want any confessions here now, Louie. Just keep.
But in the seventh grade, if the law had been that all I had to do was say I'm a girl and I got to go in the girls' restroom, I don't know if I could have withstood that temptation just to get educated back in those days.
And this is what is the root of the problem. We're not talking about transgender people here. We're talking about the behavior of men. That's what's causing all of these issues.
Yep.
The issue isn't that transgender people are harming anyone. All of the evidence points to the contrary. That we just want to go in and pee like everybody else. And for the most part, we don't even want to do that. Bathrooms are dirty and gross in public places.
Right. But we're talking about...
But we're talking about the actions of men.
But there is a reason adults are in charge. We're supposed to act like adults. And it's just phenomenal. I've met one of the founders of PayPal. And I saw what you had said about businesses suffering or corporate world suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. perhaps that's it, but to be telling states that you have to let boys in the little girls' restrooms or we're pulling our business is just the height of lunacy.
No, you messed up fucking right-wing nitwit. The height of lunacy is that we aren't teaching our boys and young men to fucking respect women.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you would expect that type of behavior coming from right-wing conservative parties, especially in Texas, where a woman's place is usually found in the kitchen.
Exactly. And that, folks, is the root of the problem. When are we going to start addressing that? When are we going to start talking about what the real problem is here? The real problem has nothing to do with trans people. We're talking about the behavior of men. And we're talking about cisgender, heterosexual, white, Christian, male privilege.
Yeah.
Tick all the boxes. These are the people who have been in power for decades. And now they see their power slipping. And that's why you see all these laws coming out.
They're freaking out. They're taking their last stand. I'm just glad I'm brown and atheist.
You're the first one on the train back to Mexico. Oh, Jesus. No, I'd you got to build the wall before you can.
You got to build the wall. Yeah, exactly. I would have to build the wall on the other side. Lay the last brick as I see freedom. I wave to freedom from the other side.
All right, so that's it. Let's leave it there. We'll come back next week. There are more states going through this, as we said last week, and there will be more states coming as we sweep through the Bible Belt, and we'll discuss them all. David, thanks for joining me again.
Hey, no, thanks for having me again. This was fun. We could all shuffle
our schedules and make it work out.
Yeah.
Check us out. The website is saratalk.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'd love for you to drop us a note, our email address, which I don't think I've ever given out on the show. There's a form. If you go on the website and fill out the form, you can submit your thoughts and questions and stuff. But you can also send an email, old-fashioned style, to producer@saratalk.com. I definitely want you to check out our Patreon. We set up an account with Patreon. Patreon is a crowdfunding type of website where people can go and donate towards our show. But instead of just making a donation and hoping that we reach our goal, you make a donation per episode. So it can be $1, it can be $10, it can be $100, whatever you're comfortable with. But if you enjoy the show and you think there's some value to the things that we're talking about, then go to patreon.com/saratalk. There's a link on our website and give what you can. We really appreciate it.
It would be greatly appreciated.
Is there anything else you want to say? I think that's it. Thanks, David.
Hey, thank you.
Perfect. Oh, Jesus. We hope you enjoy the show. You've been listening to Sarah Talk.